Warning. Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Never forget that where you see rebellion, it arises from terrible privation and loss of hope. Nor forget that where you see privation and despair, you will soon see rebellion. It does not matter whether Egypt is governed by the army or the Muslim Brotherhood, by a dictator or a democrat. What matters is that the Egyptian people cannot get enough food, water, or fuel. It does not matter whether Iran is governed by a cleric, a moderate, or a Southern Baptist. If the people do not have enough food, water, or electricity, the government will fall. And that won't solve the problems. It's hard to even imagine how Egypt could find any relief from its intractable problems. Formerly oil-rich, it must now import oil for its people. Formerly blessed with abundant grain reserves, it must now buy 70% of the wheat needed to keep its people alive. The loss of the oil income and the new expenses mean that the government cannot afford to keep subsidizing bread and fuel in a country where cheap bread and fuel is the difference between subsistence and privation, between hope and despair. The finance minister in the interim Egyptian government, Ahmed Galal, can add and subtract. 1/5 of the country's entire budget is being spent on the subsidies. Its balance of trade deficit, its operating deficit, and its debts to sellers of grain and oil are all growing exponentially. Its declining oil industry, its drought-plagued agriculture industry, and now its vanished tourist industry, none of these can offer help. The only help Egypt has received in recent years is a whopping $12 billion from the sheikhdoms of Arabia, desperate that Egypt not start a trend of failing formerly oil-rich states. Minister Galal knows what has to happen. He is talking ever so delicately about reducing the subsidies on bread and petroleum. Mubarak tried it, and Mubarak is gone. Morsi found no alternative, and Morsi is gone. In a recent interview for the eternally gullible USA Today, Minister Galal murmured weasel words about moving toward more sustainable development down the road, and about simultaneously somehow creating jobs and improving education and health care. A very nice trick indeed, if anyone could do it. Sarah Lynch, the reporter who talked to Galal, demonstrated her grasp of the situation by writing the following. Egypt's interim government inherited economic problems rooted in 3 years of political unrest that began with the 2011 uprising against longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak. Get that? Egypt's economic problems began with the uprising against Mubarak. But wait, what caused that uprising? You think his slashing food and fuel subsidies and imposing rationing had anything to do with it? Or that the fact that his successor Morsi was about to reimpose rationing had anything to do with his downfall? Iran, like Egypt, has for years bought the acquiescence of its people with cheap fuel, and like Egypt, can no longer afford to do so. Several times in the past 5 years, the government has tried to tiptoe away from the subsidies, and the people have been in the streets and on the barricades so fast the Ayatollahs fainted. Now the desperate parliament is going to try again. Last week, it voted to cut subsidies on food and fuel, but tried to avert the wrath of the people by 1, delaying implementation until June, and 2, handing out food baskets to 15 million of its poorest people. The governments of Egypt and Iran must, in a very few months, either raise the cost of their citizens' food and fuel to intolerable levels, or go broke and become impotent. Either result will be a disaster, and time is running out. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.